Rock for Rookies wants to know,
do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Joke with my wife and buzz, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
Hey everybody, you're listening to another episode of Rock for Rookies, and this is Alona of Country Love. That's right, it's Purim time, and we are changing it up. I'm taking care of Rock for Rookies this week. I have a whole playlist ready for you guys. I hope that you enjoy it. Right now, we're listening to Basket Case by Green Day, and frankly, I love it. I think it says it all. Everybody, once again, I am Alona of Country Love. I am here bringing you the March 8th episode of Rock for Rookies. That's right, it's Purim time. We decided to change things up, and frankly, I had a really good time making this playlist, figuring out who I'm going to salute and everything, and I think I've got a pretty good show coming your way. I've basically concentrated on songs that I love, on artists that some of whom might not have been played by Maximum Mike. Might have already been played. I apologize if there are some repeats, but I'm going through the rock music that I love, and yes, even though I'm of country fame, I do love rock music as well. So we're going to start it off with some classic rock with The Doors and their song, Hello, I Love You.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song. Sidewalk crouches at her feet like a
built a time machine. I'm going to see the homecoming queen and take her to the Christmas dance.
To be me.
talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be. But stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be.
And that was Unwell by Matchbox 20. And before that, we had One Man Wrecking Machine by Guster. Now, Guster is an American alternative rock band that is known for its live performances, humor, and cult following. They were formed by Adam Gardner, Ryan Miller, and Brian Rosenworcel in 1991 while attending Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. They stayed underground for their first two full-length albums, Parachute, 1994, and Goldfly in 1998, but broke into the musical mainstream in 1999 with its third studio album, Lost and Gone Forever. Now, the song I played for you, One Man Wrecking Machine, is off their 2006 album, Ganging Up on the Sun, and they are working on their sixth album right now. After that, we played Matchbox 20 and their song Unwell. And Matchbox 20 is a post-grunge rock band, and their song Unwell is off their 2003 album More Than You Think You Are. Now we're going to move on to One Republic, a band that I love, with their song Stop and Stare.
This town is colder now, I think it's sick of us. It's time to make a move, I'm shaking off the rust. I've got my heart set on anywhere but here. I'm staring down myself, counting up the years. Steady head. Trying to come back, all my senses push. ocean tide will wait bags. I never thought
nobody. up and suicide crawls straight towards her heart. And the cold and his kiss, love ceased to exist while we grew apart like never before.
Once again, we started off the set with Stop and Stare by OneRepublic. It is the second single off their first album, Dreaming Out Loud. After that, we played Gotta Be Somebody by Nickelback. Now, Gotta Be Somebody is the first official single to be released from Nickelback's sixth studio album, Dark Horse. Originally, the lead single from the album was supposed to be If Today Was Your Last Day, but it was changed instead to Gotta Be Somebody. The song was digitally delivered to all formats on September 29th, 2008. It was available on September 29th. For free download for 24 hours only on participating radio station websites and the band's website, after which it was released to all digital markets for paid digital download on September 30th. The song has already reached number one in the American iTunes rock chart and number three on the overall top-selling songs. It shot to be number one spot overall on the Canadian iTunes store. It was used in a video package also for the 2008 WWE Tribute to the Troops show. After that, we played a song called Poison Girl by a Finnish rock band called H.I.M. The band was formed in 1991 by vocalist Ville Valo, guitarist Mikko Lindström, and bassist Mikko Pananen, and they have released six full-length albums to date. As of 2009, they are the only Finnish band to have an album certified a gold record in the United States. H.I.M. is also known as His Infernal Majesty, which is not to be confused with Infernal Majesty, a Canadian thrash metal band formed in Toronto in 1986, or H.I.M., him, lowercase, whatever, an American post-rock band. Poison Girl is off their 2000 album, Razorblade Romance. And now, let's move on to Third Eye Blind and How's It Gonna Be.
Thank you. found out there was nothing between you and me. Cause I don't care, how's it gonna be?
I found God on the corner of First and Amistad, where the West was all but one, all alone, smoking his last cigarette. I said, where you been? He said, ask anything. Where were you when everything was falling apart? All my days were spent by telephone, never rain. All I needed was a call that never came to the corner of First and Amistad. Lost and insecure,
get this back to how it used to be.
Are you
just right thing to say. I used to follow you, never really cared where we would go, fast or slow.
And we started off that set with How's It Gonna Be by Third Eye Blind, then we went to The Gift by Angels and Airwaves, You Found Me by The Fray, and Used To by Daughtry. Third Eye Blind's How's It Gonna Be was the third single off of their first album, which was self-titled Third Eye Blind. Angels and Airwaves and their song The Gift is an alternative rock group fronted by Blink-182 and former Boxcar Racer guitarist, vocalist Tom DeLonge, and the band included guitarist David Kennedy, notably from Over My Dead Body, Boxcar Racer, and also former Rocket from the Crypt and Offspring drummer A.T.O.M. Willard, and former 32nd to Mars bassist Matt Wachter, who replaced former The Distillers bassist Ryan Sinn in May 2007. The Gift is off of their 2006 album, We Don't Need to Whisper. The Fray's You Found Me is off their second album, which was self-titled The Fray, and Used To by Daughtry is off of his self-titled album, Daughtry. Now, we're going to finish off the first half of the show with Alice in Chains and their song, Rooster. See you in part two. Thank you.
Welcome to intermission. Intermission.
Hey everybody, welcome back to part two of this Purim special Rock for Rookies hosted by myself, Ilona, and I have to say that I am having the time of my life. It's so nice to get out of the element of country and just do something where I get to play other songs that I love and enjoy so much. So let me bring to you now one of my favorite rock bands, Hinder, and their song, Use Me.
She wouldn't spit on me every day I'm learning how to make it through this life I'm in. Even if I wanted to, I don't think that I'd get to you. There's nothing I can say to you to make you feel alive again. So don't just say goodbye to me. Just turn your back away and leave.
Well, it's good to know that you'll be okay. I've been waiting for this, and I'll be there to sit while you pray. And no one's blaming me. I'm not so. We'll be right back.
Once again, we started off that set with Use Me by Hinder, and then we went on to Inside Out by Yellow Card off of their album Ocean Avenue, and we finished it off with Our Lady Peace in Repair off of their album Spiritual Machines. And now it's time for the rock news.
Rock news on Rock for Rookies.
And it is now time for the special segment of the show known as Rock News. To start it off, tween twit Miley Cyrus vows to ruin Radiohead after they had the nerve to snub the pop princess at the Grammy Awards. According to this, the Disney character apparently sounded off during the interview with a radio station, claiming that Radiohead, the band she claims is the reason she loves music, didn't drop everything they were doing to give her the time of day. And here we thought that Iron Maiden was her favorite band. Apparently, her handlers reached out to their handlers, expressing the Pop-Tart's interest in meeting the famed UK rockers, and Miley's people were told that, and I quote, "the band doesn't really do that." "The reason I'm in this business is to make people happy," she said, implying that Radiohead aren't, according to NME. I left because I was so upset I wasn't going to watch. Stinkin' Radiohead. I'm gonna ruin them. I'm going to tell everyone. Gotta love that tween Pop-Tart ego. Peter Tork, a former member of the 1960s pop group The Monkees, says he has a rare form of head and neck cancer, but the prognosis is good. The 67-year-old Tork had surgery Wednesday in New York, and his spokeswoman says he is doing well and will begin radiation treatment after a short recovery period. He announced on his website Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with adenoid cystic carcinoma on the lower region of his tongue. Korn and Limp Bizkit toured together several times during the late 1990s, most notably on the first edition of Korn's Family Values Tour, and the two bands were right at the forefront of the nu metal movement at the time. But now that Limp Bizkit is reuniting after being on hiatus for several years, Korn frontman Jonathan Davis says that his relationship with the singer Fred Durst has been strained for a while. "I'm happy they're gonna play, but I just hope Fred just isn't an ass like he usually is," he said. "We'll see what happens. Hopefully Fred's got it together, because there was one time when Fred was a really cool guy. The fame hit and went to his head, so I miss the old Fred. He was my buddy. So maybe he's humbled now, and if he's like that, then I'd definitely hang out with him and be friends with him again." Limp Bizkit announced last month that its original lineup was getting back together for a summer tour and a new album, its first since 2003. And rap is for stupid people? Question. A vague piece of music research has caused much amusement in the last few days. It's by a Californian student called Virgil Griffith, and is an interesting, albeit rather unscientific, study mapping music tastes with the average SAT scores. According to Wall Street Journal blog post, Griffith used aggregated Facebook data about the favorite bands and books among students of various colleges and plotted them against average SAT scores at those schools, creating a tongue-in-check statistical look at taste and intelligence. His findings? The smartest student's favorite music is Beethoven, average SAT score of 1371. Other artists at the top of the scale are Counting Crows, Radiohead, and Sufjan Stevens. The less smart student's favorite artist is Lil Wayne, average SAT score of 889. Artists alongside Lil Wayne at the bottom include Beyonce, T.I., and Eni Soca musician. And that's it for your rock news, brought to you by Rock for Rookies and AntiMusic.com. Let's get back to the music. Here we go with David Cook and his cover of Always Be My Baby.
We were as one, babe, for a moment in time, and it seemed everlasting that you would always be mine. Now you wanna be free, yeah, so I'm letting you fly. 'Cause I know in my heart, babe, our love will never die, no. You'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely. Don't you know you can't escape me? Oh, darling, 'cause you'll always be my baby. And we'll linger on. Time can't erase a feeling this strong. No way, you're never gonna shake me. Oh, darling, 'cause you'll always be my baby. cry, no. And I won't beg you to stay. If you're determined to leave, girl, I will not stand in your way. But inevitably, you'll be back again. Cause you know in your heart, babe, our love will never end. No, you'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely. Girl, don't you know you can't escape me? Ooh, darling, cause you'll always be my baby. And we'll linger on. Time can't erase the feeling that's gone. No way you're never gonna shake me. Ooh, darling, cause you'll always be my baby. Can't escape me. Ooh, darling, cause you'll always be my baby. And we'll linger on. Time can't erase a feeling this strong. No way you're never gonna shake me. Ooh, darling, cause you'll always be my baby.
The city start together.
And we started off that set with David Cook and his song, well, his cover of the song Always Be My Baby. And just so you know, David Cook won Season 7 American Idol. And afterwards, we played Our Time Now by Plain White Tees off of their album Every Second Counts. And then we went on to another American Idol finalist, Bo Bice, and his song You Make Me Better off of his album The Real Thing. Now, I mentioned how much fun I'm having this show, so let's play some Fall Out Boy and their song Thanks for the Memories.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
And that was Fall Out Boy with Thanks for the Memories. Now, it's time for the salute. And Maximum Mike comes up to me. He goes, so, Alona, who are you thinking about saluting? And I was like, I don't know. And I was going back and forth really between Good Charlotte, Simple Plan, and Coldplay. When I mentioned Coldplay, Maximum Mike's face kind of just cringed. He's like, really? Coldplay? I'm like, listen, they are a rock band, and they happen to be one of the most popular rock bands out in the mainstream music world right now. Not in the rock music, not in the pop music, but mainstream music. A lot of people like Coldplay. So here we go. Let's do it. Here's the salute to Coldplay.
Who's about to rock?
Coldplay is a British alternative rock band formed in London, England in 1998. The group comprises vocalist, pianist, and guitarist Chris Martin, lead guitarist Johnny Buckland, bassist Guy Berryman, and drummer, monthly instrumentalist Will Champion. Coldplay have sold 50 million albums to date and are also known for their hit singles such as Yellow, The Scientist, Clocks, Speed of Sound, Fix You, and Viva La Vida. Coldplay achieved worldwide fame with the release of their single Yellow, followed by their debut album Parachutes in 2000, which was nominated for the Mercury Prize. Its follow-up, A Rush of Blood to the Head, released 2002, won multiple awards such as an NME Album of the Year. Their next release, X and Y, in 2005, received a slightly less enthusiastic yet still generally positive reception. The band's fourth studio album, Viva La Vida, or Death and All His Friends, in 2008, was produced by Brian Eno and released again to largely favorable reviews, earning several Grammy nominations. All of Coldplay's albums have enjoyed commercial success. Coldplay's early material was compared to acts such as Radiohead, Jeff Buckley, U2, and Travis. Since the release of Parachutes, Coldplay have drawn influence from other sources, including Echo and the Bunnymen, Kate Bush, and George Harrison on A Rush of Blood to the Head, Johnny Cash and Kraftwerk for X and Y, and Blur, Arcade Fire, and My Bloody Valentine on Vita La Vida. Coldplay have been an active supporter of various social and political causes, such as Oxfam's Make Trade Fair campaign and Amnesty International. The group have also performed at various charity projects, such as Band-Aid 20, Live 8, and Teenage Cancer Trust. So let's start it off of their first album, Parachutes, their first single. Here we go with Yellow.
Myself try. shine for you and all the things that you do.
Thank you.
that was Clocks off of their album A Rush of Blood to the Head. Now, Coldplay's musical style has been defined as alternative rock, being compared to Jeff Buckley and Oasis, while on their MySpace profile they describe their music as, and I quote, very heavy, soft rock. The band's music has been called meditative, and it reflects on their emotions, and lead singer-songwriter Chris Martin endlessly examines his feelings. Martin's lyrical wordplay has been called feminist, similar to Andrew Montgomery of Geneva. The tone of the band's first studio album, Parachutes, was defined as melodic pop with a distorted guitar riffs and swishing percussion. It was also described as being exquisitely dark and artistically abrasive. In a review for A Rush of Blood to the Head, the songs were considered to contain lush melodies and a heartbreak, and that they had newfound confidence. The music on X and Y has been considered to be rumination on Martin's doubts, fears, hopes, and loves. So let's move on to our next two songs by Coldplay off of their album X and Y. Here we go with Fix You.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone to waste, could it be worse? Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try.
lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
Viva La Vida. That was Viva La Vida off of their album Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends. Again, to Coldplay and all of their band members, all I have to say is... Again, I just want to say to everybody, thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you liked it. I had a great time hosting Rock for Rookies. I hope you'll have a great week and a pleasant tomorrow.